So that's the key. Start early, do what you can, baby steps.
Hello and welcome. I'm Lori Hardy. Thanks for listening in as we continue to talk with leaders in our community. I have with me Luke Miner.
My name is Luke Miner, Director of Washington College Savings Plans. Hey, Lori, how are you doing?
Great. So, boy, you guys not only have all this college stuff going on, wondering if we'll even have college in the fall, you are promoting right now the college savings plan, right?
That's right. We are going through some really challenging times right now, but we're here to remind parents, especially parents of young children, that whatever you can do to get started with a college savings plan today, that's saving money now for the future so that you help reduce the need for student loans down the road. It's all about saving early and making a game plan, making regular efforts, and helping your child get through college without a big load of debt.
If a parent does a savings plan, is it one per kid or is it one per family? How does that work?
Families approach it in a variety of ways, but typically the way these are called 529 plans. So 529 college savings plan, that's just named 529 because that's a part of the tax code that defines what these are. It's a tax advantage way for families to save money for college. So any growth in the account is tax-free when you use it for college expenses. But back to your question about how you go about doing it, it's best to open one for each child because each account has an account owner and a beneficiary, and the beneficiary is the person who's intending to use the account for college expenses.
How has COVID, this whole COVID thing, affected what you all are doing?
It certainly has had an impact. It's had an impact in our operations. The great thing is we are open. We're open for business. We're helping families continue to save and to learn more about the program. And in fact, we're near the end of our annual enrollment period for one of our programs, the GET, or Guaranteed Education Tuition Program, which is a state program that's been around for 20 years. We are in our open enrollment period right now. It's open from November to May every year. So while the timing is a challenge, obviously, we want families to get the message and start saving before May 31st of this year. We understand that the COVID-19 crisis has had so many impacts. Families have so many things they're focused on, not the least of which is their health and their finances. But for those families who potentially have some additional time on their hands right now, and they do have resources and are thinking about sending their child to some sort of higher education in the future, now is a great time to get started. And a program like GET is, it's a great reminder about the value of a program like GET. GET is known as a prepaid tuition program. So what that means is you prepay for, say, a year of tuition today with a guarantee from the state that when you go to use that year of tuition in the future, that it's already been paid for. In the name, prepaid tuition, it works more like an insurance plan, if you will, for in-state college tuition, or you could think of it like a pension type of retirement account. You're getting a known quantity of something in the end, you know, without the risks of the stock market. And that's the big selling point for GET. A lot of families who save with us would prefer not to have their college savings tied up in the stock market. And as we all know right now, it's been up and down. It's going to be a bumpy ride for people who are invested in those types of products.
So the GET program, the enrollment ends May 31st. So if you want to do this, you've got to do it now. And then next year, you'll have another opportunity. Is that the idea?
That's right. We like people, you know, I think the sense of urgency is helpful for people to get started because it's way too easy for all of us to go about our everyday lives and, you know, kind of avoid having one more thing to have to plan for. But it's so important to get those efforts started when kids are young, because the more time you have to save, the more you'll be able to save, and the less it's going to cost in the long run. So yes, get.wa.gov is a great website. It's the easiest starting point to learn about the GET program. So get.wa.gov is where families can learn more and how to get started before May 31st. And again, if you miss this year, we're reopened in November. What happens in November is we will have a different price for what we call our tuition units. So we didn't talk about that yet. And what those are our form of measurement. We say 100 units equals a year of tuition at Washington's most expensive public university. So that's either Washington State or University of Washington, depending on the year. And if you buy, say, 100 units today, you know that 10, 15, 20 years down the road, those 100 units will cover that full year of tuition at UW or WSU. But the nice thing about the program is it's also portable. You don't just have to use it at one of those two schools. You don't even have to use it at a Washington public university. You can use it at a private school. You can use it out of state. You can use it for apprenticeship programs, community college. it's very versatile in the way it works. It's any sort of higher education you could pretty much think of that a plan like this helps you save for.
And I think that when people are in this, we're in this crisis, the last thing you're thinking of is down the road because you're surviving day to day. But we all know in the past when we have taken the initiative to invest that when that time comes, we are all so happy we did it.
Oh, definitely. You know, it may feel like a painful decision to make at the time for a variety of reasons. One, it's just one more thing to think about. Two, it is a financial commitment. But the thing to remember is that financial commitment, your child's future, or whatever student in your life, it doesn't even have to be a child. People open accounts for nieces and nephews. Grandparents open them for grandchildren. A close family friend, maybe godparents of a child, want to start a college savings plan. But whoever that special person in your life is that you want to see have opportunities through a higher education, making little efforts today. And that's the other thing. The sooner you get started, the easier it is because you can do small amounts over time instead of having to put a bunch in all at once down the road late in the game. So that's the key. Start early. Do what you can. Baby steps. You can even start a savings account before your child is born. I'm a great example of that. My wife and I were very fortunate to welcome our first child, Hope, into the world this February.
Oh.
And I went ahead and actually got her GET account started last year before she was born because you can name yourself as the beneficiary just to get the account started. And when she's born and has her information, I can contact her program and have them change it over. So it's really easy in that way. And then that way you can put things on like your baby shower registry. You know, it's great to get the onesies and toys and burp cloths and all those different things. But you end up getting so much of that stuff. And families like to think of other ways. And what better way than helping looking forward to the future in ways you can set up your child for long-term success.
Congratulations, and what a great idea. You're walking the walk, aren't you?
You know, we're trying to do that. And to be honest, I started the GET account even before we knew for sure that we would that Hope would be on the way. We had nieces and nephews at the time, and I said, you know what, I want to get this account started because there's a lot of special little people in my life right now. And I know that there's someone I'm fortunate to be in the position to save for the future and a lot of people I love. And so I got the account started knowing that even if my wife and I didn't end up having Hope, then have nieces and nephews. The other great thing too is if plans change or a student gets a scholarship, those benefits are portable. You can transfer the account to a cousin. So one of my nieces and nephews is Hope, say got a scholarship, or she just said, you know what, higher education's not for me. I'm going to pursue a different path. Down the road, I'm able to transfer those funds to someone else who could use it. So it's really flexible in that way, too. So that's something that the people didn't always realize. What's nice about it is, you know, people always ask, what if their plans change? What if they don't want to go to college? And the great news is your savings efforts aren't in vain. They're not wasted at all because you're bound to have someone else who could use the funds. And if not, that's still money you've saved and you have access to. It's your money. You don't lose it. What happens is you lose some of the federal tax benefits if you don't use it for college expenses. And that's one of the big draws of these plans is you do get tax-free growth and withdrawals if you use it for qualified expenses. But at the end of the day, it's in a savings account. You've made a commitment to saving for the future, and you have access to that money down the road.
So is it initial investment and then a monthly?
You know, it's great. It's really flexible in that way. For the GET program, I do want to make sure we mention another program that we offer that's a relatively new program, but we'll start with the GET program right now. I mentioned we have tuition units. The great thing is we set a price for those every year, and that price can go up, which is why we encourage people to get in before the end of the enrollment period each year, because the unit price is subject to change and going up every year. But you don't have to buy full units at a time. You do have to purchase a minimum of one unit, which this year is $121. That's your starting point. And then from there, if you want to send in a $50 monthly payment, or if you want to make every couple times a year, make a larger contribution, or if you want family members to get involved during the holidays and birthdays and that kind of thing and make contributions and invite them to do so, you know, the money just, as we receive it, it's translated into whatever number of units or fractions of units it'll buy. So it just, you know, again, the small efforts over time are what people find very effective. And sure, if you have are fortunate to have a large windfall or some large sum of money to put down, there's very generous gift tax exemptions that allow you to make large contributions into a fund, into an account like this. But for most people, you know, it's small efforts that you do over time, and that's what we see most people opting for. So again, the easiest way to learn how to do that is at get.wallet.gov. We walk through all the different ways, all the different monthly payment options, or whether you just want to do a lump sum account where you're just paying as you go. Anyway, really versatile in how you can fund the account. And then, you know, as I shared, how you go to about use it in the future, all the different expenses you can use it for are very versatile as well.
Well, I appreciate the information because I think that we hear about something like this and we kind of get an idea in our head. And so it's so great to have you unravel that and help us know different ways that we can do this and that it's not only for our children, but grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Now, you said there's another program. You want to tell me about that?
Yeah, that's right. So in 2008, we launched another program called the Dream Ahead College Investment Plan. And we launched that in response to feedback we were getting that people like the GET model. It was a great program. It served them well. But, you know, there's other expenses people can be, other college expenses to save for. Or some people just wanted different options because they might want to do GET plus something else, or they might want to do something else instead of GET, say, if they're more comfortable with investment-based options. So as we know, many employers these days, in fact, more employers offer 401k plans now than they do pension plans. And so people are becoming much more comfortable with investment-based savings products. And that's what Dream Ahead is. It's like a 401k retirement plan in that we have a lineup of investment portfolios, anything from what we call our year of enrollment portfolios that allow a family to say, I anticipate my child going to college in 2038. So that would be a child born this year, would be 18 in 2038. So you choose that portfolio. We do all the work of adjusting the investments over time. The goal is, you know, you're in a much more aggressive stock-based options early on, and then down the road, you go to much more conservative in where the investments are, so that when it's college time, you're not at risk of losing a bunch if there was a stock market decline. So that's how the year of enrollment portfolios work. We also have what we call static portfolios. So if you feel like you're an aggressive investor and stock-based options you're comfortable with, we have options for that. We even have a cash preservation option that uses a money market fund, so very low risk, but also lower chance of good returns out of that compared to the aggressive option. So, you know, we try to offer these options similar to how a 401k would, where you can choose it based on your risk tolerance, or if you want us to do the work for you, you'd use the age-based options that adjust over time. And the easiest way to learn about Dream Ahead is at dreamahead.wa.gov. And again, just like with GET, you can do small amounts over time. You can do large amounts periodically. You can set up monthly payments. It's really flexible in that way. And you can stop and start payments too. Right now, for example, with both programs, we are fielding questions from customers who are, you know, they may have set up a monthly payment plan and they want information on how to make adjustments to that, to either reduce it or temporarily put it on hold. Because they would like to get back to their savings efforts as soon as possible, but you know they may be struggling with their personal finances, and we're here to help people, and so certainly we completely understand if people are going through those times and trying to help tailor their plan to meet their needs. You know, through this crisis, we are still open in both GET and Dream Ahead in our customer service centers, fielding questions, helping people with their make adjustments to their account if needed. Some people are still making requests to withdraw funds to pay for school because, you know, the virtual learning is still happening, even though it's not on college campuses in most respects right now. But we're all looking ahead to the fall, right? You know, we don't know what the college environment will be like, but we do know that there will be some instruction going on, students attending classes virtually if they're not able to be on campus, and there's still costs associated with that. So we are still actually getting a fair amount of questions from people who want to know, you know, they're on the other end of their savings efforts, time to use their benefits, and they want to know how they go about accessing that. And we try to make it as easy as possible. So you can either send the money straight to the school, or you can reimburse yourself if you want to cover those expenses out of pocket first.
I'm talking with Luke Miner, the Washington 529 director, who not only works in, and promotes this, but he also invested for his daughter even before she was born. I just saw an announcement. Did you see this, Luke, where it said WSU is going to be having in-person classes come fall?
Yes, I have been hearing about that. And, you know, that's I really hope that that works out. And I know everyone's really anxious to get back to everyday life. So hopefully, you know, what we'll see is a sign that the more, you know, campuses, when it feels safe to do so, are going to be moving forward on that front. I'm sure they'll be taking the proper precautions. And I'm not sure yet how it's shaping up at the other state universities here. But I know students are probably anxious to get back in the classroom. I've been hearing, you know, I work for the Washington Student Achievement Council, who is the higher education authority in our state. And they're all about administering the state's financial aid, but also connecting students with it's increasing higher educational attainment is the mission of our agency. And so we've been working very closely with institutions to figure out what is the best path forward through all this. And, you know, I think everyone's been very resilient and adjusted well. And, you know, they've been using the term like Zoom University, right? But I know there's a lot of people anxious to get back into the classroom. So, you know, hopefully we keep hearing more positive news about when those efforts are able to move forward. And you know, the big thing is people, all the colleges are looking at this very carefully to make sure they can do it and they can do it safe and just keep everyone informed about what's going on.
And I just love the idea that we can start so early saving for our children, our grandchildren. So again, you have two programs.
So we have the Guaranteed Education Tuition, or the GET program, been around for 20 years, known as a prepaid tuition program. So you prepay future college tuition today with the guarantee that down the road, no matter what happens with the stock market, no matter how much tuition changes, you've already gotten your year of tuition covered if you buy it today. Then on the other side, you have Dream Ahead, which is an investment-based product. The Dream Ahead College Investment Plan has a variety of investment portfolios to choose from that helps you save for college as a complement to GET, or if you're more comfortable with stock-based options and would rather do that instead of GET, that could be a great option for you. But we, you know, I mentioned that we have two different websites, but really the best starting point for someone who thinks, either of these plans might be interesting, I'd like to know more about both and compare the two, is wastate529.wa.gov. And what you'll find on that page is information about both GET and Dream Ahead, and you can choose which one would work best for you and go from there. So again, wastate529.wa.gov is the best first stop for that information. And just a reminder, what these plans are, they are 529 college savings plans. So all the growth in the account and all the withdrawals are tax-free when you use them for qualified higher education expenses, which isn't just limited to universities. It's community colleges, technical colleges, graduate school, apprenticeship programs, and a variety of expenses, tuition, room and board, books and supplies, computers, there's not a whole lot of higher ed expenses that it doesn't cover.
So worst case scenario, you do this and nobody wants to go to college. You still have the money. You just might have a few more taxes because it didn't go towards school.
Exactly. So the earnings in the account are subject to income tax and a 10% IRS penalty if it's not used for college expenses. But again, that's money you've saved and have had earnings on over time. Again, getting started early, if you think your child's interested, you know, studies are showing that nearly 3/4 of jobs right now require some form of post-secondary education. Again, that could be an apprenticeship program, it could be community college, it could be a four-year university, but either way, some sort of post-secondary instruction, which 529 plans cover. So that's a great thing about these. And worse, you can also transfer it to a family member as well. And it works even if a child gets a scholarship, because most times scholarships don't cover all the expenses. Yeah, it's really about families taking a look at all the different ways you might fund a college experience. And we realize that most families may still need to take on some student loans, but whatever they can do today to reduce the debt burden down the road and reduce the student loans and increase the savings share of that pie of all the efforts it takes to pay for school, that's the goal, is to get started early. make, you know, small incremental efforts over time, it does really add up and makes a huge impact down the road.
For me, growing up, that was never an option. Nobody talked about college. Our family, nobody had really gone. And so when I raised my kids, we talked about it. And so I think having this kind of a plan, the kids know you're invested in this. It's something you really hope for them, and it helps their mindset as they go through school.
Oh, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. In fact, there are studies that a few different research arms of universities have been doing that have been following kids who have college savings plans in their names, and they find that those students are more successful academically and go on to college at higher rates simply by knowing the fact that you know, starting that conversation early in a child's development, saying, you know, it's not a question of down the road, you know, if we can go to college. It's kind of set as an expectation. It's part of the conversation, and it really creates that college going mindset for a child. So it's just as powerful for that. And then the important piece in that research, it has less to do with the amount being saved and more to do with that act of saving and the timing of it. So a five-year-old child who knows, you know, their parents or someone that loves them have already made those efforts. The psychological benefits from that are huge, and in fact, bigger than even the amount you're able to save.
Well, and we know that a lot of times kids, as they graduate, they're like, we can't afford college. And so to know that that's already taken care of, it's not going to put them in a position of, oh man, if I do this, it's going to cost my family. It's like, hey, we've been planning this, and I love that. One more question for you, Luke. What brought you to this? Why do you work here? What is your path? I can tell you have passion about this.
Well, yeah, higher education is very important to me. I was very fortunate in that my parents, they were first generation. Well, my dad was first generation college student, but you know, going to college was really important to him, and you know, it's where him and my mom met, and they just really instilled those values in me. And you know, as I went through the college experience and I got out in the work world, I realized that not every child had that narrative growing up, and that's kind of support. And so as I learned about these 529 college savings plans, it really spoke to me as far as this is an effort I can get behind, and it is important to help others who didn't have that same message. That's what really attracted me to the program. I've been with the program since 2012, so going on 8 years. Part of it, too, is just being in public service. We're under a state agency. We're a mission-based organization. It's a very simple mission, help families save for higher education expenses, but there's a lot of power in that message, too. Again, it's because of all the things it entails, right? It connects people to career opportunities that increase their earning potential. It reduces the student debt load. It allows them to participate in the economy sooner, buying in their first new car, their first home, all those different things when you're not struggling with a debt burden. It's those things that have kept me here and keep me wanting to help advance this mission, is really helping kids realize their full academic and career potential. You don't want to lose sight of the future dealing with today, because these events like this are also reminders of why preparing for the future is so important. So you do have that cushion when the hard times hit. Again, these savings efforts add up over time. The great thing is we have flexibility within our plan. So if people's plans change mid-course and they have to temporarily take a break from their contributions before getting them restarted, we're here to help people and help them, you know, tailor their plan, change your plan if unexpected things come up.
One more question. Yeah. This is Washington. So say like my grandchildren live in California. Can I open an account for them?
That's a great question. And thank you for bringing that up. So yes, with both programs, you can open an account for anyone and use it anywhere. It doesn't just have to be Washington. The one thing about the GET program, because it's a very unique program, either the student or the account owner has to be a Washington resident at the time you open the account. Other than that, there are no state restrictions. Grandparent living in Florida could open it for a student living here, or if you had nieces or nephews or grandkids living in another state, you could open a GET account. Dream Ahead, it doesn't matter where you live, any of the 50 states, you can open a Dream Ahead plan.
Good to know. I was selfishly thinking, if I get one, then maybe my grandchildren will have to come live here and be around me.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's nothing that says you can't tell them that's the case. I mean, we may not be able to back you up on that.
Thank you. Luke Miner, the director of Washington 529. or the GET plan. Again, one more time, give us your website.
Yeah, so I'll give get.wa.gov. That's the program where enrollment period ends May 31st. But if you'd also like to learn about Dream Ahead, the investment-based option, that's dreamahead.wa.gov.
So that's so great. So May 31st, the GET plan closes until next year, which is November. Otherwise, they have the other program, which is all year long, you can get into.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Luke. I feel like I've learned a lot, and I have had a lot of questions. Never went to the website until recently to check into it because my kids are grown. And so I love it that you have so many options for parents and grandparents, as well as aunts and uncles, to help their families out.
It's a very simple mission, help families save for higher education expenses. Thank you, Lori. I really appreciate it and glad to be here.
I'm Lori Hardy, and thanks for listening today. We hope you've learned something new. Join us again next week as we continue to talk with people that are making a difference in our community.
It's a very simple mission, help families save for higher education expenses.